Blogger Spotlight, Mandy Horvath. I am Mandy Horvath, a 31-year-old bilateral above-knee amputee who climbs mountains and monuments for charity and conservation. I am the first female in the world to summit one of the Great Eights, MT Kilimanjaro, without the aid of prosthetic equipment. I am also the first female BOC amputee to ascend the Manitou Incline, Pikes Peak twice, the Statue of Liberty stairwell, the world's tallest natural pyramid Cerro Tusa, Handy's MT, and most recently, the new church clock tower in Delft, Netherlands. In 2022 I was awarded the Amelia Earhart Pioneering Achievement Award for my feats in mountaineering. Professionally, I am a public speaker, writer, and actress. Personally, I am a lover of the great outdoors, my family, friends and two adorable dogs. I became an amputee in 2014 in a locomotive incident. In the time since, I have dedicated my life to advocacy work and raising funds and awareness for charities and causes that are important to me. Along the way, I have raised thousands of dollars for those in need and inspired millions to continue reaching for their dreams. This spring, I will graduate from the University of Colorado at Colorado Springs with a bachelor's in English and minor in anthropology. On my first climb of Pikes Peak, Daniel Pond joked to me that if I could do this little mountain, I could conquer Kilimanjaro, too. It inspired me to obtain my passport and do just that. Traveling to Tanzania, Africa for the biggest climb of my life was actually also the first time I had been out of my home country, America. That experience taught me so much and showed me that I could go anywhere I really wanted. A month after my return to America, I was on another plane heading to Colombia, South America, this time to ascend Cerro Tusa, the world's tallest natural pyramid. I don't actually participate in adaptive sports, but I consider myself to be an adaptive athlete that is pioneering mountaineering for people like me. Best travel experience. My best travel experience was earlier this spring as I traveled to the Netherlands to speak at the American School of The Hague. I went alone and also traveled through Cancun, Mexico, Germany, and Ireland. I have had some unpleasant experiences traveling, but nothing that would qualify as the worst. I love to travel because I learn so much about myself in the process. I've missed flights, been delayed, had damaged equipment, been left stranded, and also been asked to crawl off an airplane. I suppose arriving in Tanzania, Africa without my bags was pretty devastating at the time, but they got them there in time for me to climb. Must return to places. These include Belize, the Serengeti in Tanzania, Africa, Ireland, Hawaii, USA, and Venetia, Antioquia, Colombia, South America. I'm a sucker for traveling to places where there's less people, and more Mother Nature. Travel advice. Get comfortable with asking for help. People all around the globe want to help and sometimes need direction on how they can be of assistance. I would also advise that people be patient with service representatives, flight crews, and fellow passengers. Kindness is a universal language we can all understand. My advice to people traveling with durable medical equipment would be to not leave home without the proper tools to keep up with maintenance on your equipment. For me, that means I always have an Allen wrench set handy for my wheelchair or prosthetics. Fun fact about me. Despite not leaving America till I was in my late 20s, I have traveled to all but 8 of the 50 American states.